gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Angelo Biola, Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandeo at your beck and call, at your service, live. Live. I love being live. We're the only thing live this time of day. You know that?
I don't think so, really.
Yeah, nothing else live.
Oh, you sound different this morning.
Thank you. Is that good or bad?
Your voice sounds a lot deeper.
I want to be more dramatic.
Did you warm up? Like red, yellow, yellow, yellow. What did they do? Like the singers?
I don't know.
Me.
I just wanted to be more dramatic today. My wife says I'm not dramatic enough.
Really?
Yeah. The countess is tutoring me now.
Oh.
Yeah.
God help her.
She just sound more dramatic. How's that? Am I doing good?
Yeah.
Thank you. Wonderful program, and thank you for joining us live. We have a live show to a live audience. That's something to be thankful for these days, I think. Hope everybody is doing well and following the protocol. We'll find out this weekend. This is probably going to be the real test weekend. It's beautiful out there, absolutely gorgeous.
Yes.
And it's going to be interesting to see how many people pay attention to what the authorities are telling us, and that is staying home and staying safe and keeping our distance and socially responsible and all that stuff. I hope. How are you going to do? What are you going to do this weekend?
It's my sister's birthday today, so we're just going to hang out. And
What? You're not getting together with your sister?
We live together.
Oh, you live together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
I forgot. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's right. I was socializing last night.
What?
For the first time.
That's not good.
It's been 3 weeks that we've been in lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And I was socializing last night.
Where'd you socialize?
Out of my kitchen. Out of my kitchen dining area.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's over?
Nobody.
You talking to yourself again?
Well, I do that anyways. We were doing the face thing.
Oh, FaceTime.
With my daughter, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And my grandson, Nick.
Oh,
and Matt, and everybody else there.
Moving up, eh? Getting a little technical savvy in your...
Playing guitar and singing over the internet.
That's
cool. It was cool. We had a great time. We had a wonderful time. It just goes to show you, you know, use your imagination. You still can stay connected to loved ones. It doesn't have to be as bleak as some of us are making it out to be. It's actually not bad at all, I'll be honest with you. I think it's kind of cool. I think we're going to look back at this at some point, and we're going to say, thank God that we had that time, you know, because most of us are down that, fast four-lane highway every day of our lives, and we forget what's important. And this is
true.
This has really brought things home to roost, as far as I'm concerned. I'd rather not, but to be honest with you, but it is what it is. Hey, don't forget, there's more joy and merriment to be had out there, too, not just what I'm saying right now, but go to fishingcanada.com. If you have not done so, if you're not one of the members of that society, the Fishing Canada Angler Society. Yeah, that's what we're going to call it.
Like that.
Yeah.
A little badge?
We used to have a little pin, actually.
Do you really?
Back in the 80s, we had the Fishing Canada Angler Society. It was the coolest thing. And, of course, there was no internet. So it was just all via print. We used to set
back machines.
Out. Well, yeah, there was a lot of that going on. A lot of that, for sure.
You didn't even have dial-up back then?
We had to bring that. No, we didn't. We're going to have to bring that back up, resurrect that. The Fishing Canada Angler Society.
And it's only through fax. They have to give us their fax.
Yes. No internet. Anyways, if you haven't already done so, you need to go to fishingcanada.com, become a member there. It's free of charge for your trouble. You get a chance to win a Mercury 2.5 outboard motor every month for the next, I don't know, 8 or 9 months left in the contest. Yeah, I think December it's over. So
yes.
Every month, I think there's 8 more outboard motors to give away. We've the last year and a month, we've given away 11 or something in that area. Anyways, all you have to do is go to fishcad.com, enter the contest, answer a skill testing question. I want to underscore skill. testing question. It's a multiple choice, A, B, C, or D. And if you do not feel confident in your ability to answer that question, it even has a little hint button that you can push, and it will take you right to the answer. And then you plug it in there, and then you do that every 24 hours, every day, once a day. Make it part of your routine. It takes you 2 minutes and 58, no, I'm sorry, 1 minute and 58 seconds. So it takes you 2 minutes of your life. You go and enter every day free a ballot into the virtual drum. You, too, can be one of the lucky winners across this country who are claiming a Mercury outboard engine as a freebie off the Internet. I think it's cool.
Very cool.
And lest I forget, starting in approximately a week.
This Wednesday.
That would be approximately a week.
Yeah, sure.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Depending. Could be.
April 15th.
Sure. This April 15th. There you go.
To say the date.
That's right. This coming Wednesday, April 15th, we are unleashing yet another giveaway upon you. We're giving away not just an outboard motor. We'll be giving away an entire boat motor trailer package.
Ugh, lucky people, man. You guys are lucky.
An entire package will be up for grabs on fishingcanada.com. It's a beautiful Princecraft Yukon walk-through aluminum boat with a Mercury four-stroke electronic fuel ignition and all that stuff, outboard motor, on a custom galvanized trailer. All free. All you have to do is go to fishingcanada.com, enter that contest. And by the way, this is running parallel with the Merc outboard motor contest, meaning that when you go there now, it's going to be worth your time because you'll have two contests to enter.
Mm-hmm.
Not one, but two. Not one, but two when you're there. So that means it's going to take 4 minutes of your time if you want to win the whole enchilada.
It's when you're drinking your coffee in the morning.
Right. Yeah, like it's not like you got something else to do. Let's
you're
be
on
honest
the can
about
in
it.
The morning.
Well, you could do that. You don't have to get graphic.
I'm just giving them examples.
Wherever they happen to be. Clothes, not clothes, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swimming.
That's correct. And they enter that, and off they go. Anyways, all the fun and merriment is at fishingcanada.com. If you haven't been there, for whatever reason, if you haven't been there, join the club.
Exactly.
Throw in the towel. Get in there. Fishingcanada.com. Okie dokie. How about this week's show?
Yes.
How about that for some exciting stuff? This could be one of the best programs I have ever had the privilege of hosting in this chair, to be honest with you. The guest lineup is, it's certainly a little better quality than Outdoor Journal guest quality. I'll tell you that, not to disrespect any previous guests, but here, let me give it to you. It starts out with the Honorable Minister John Jakubowski, Minister of Natural Resources and Forestry. Don't forget that. He's going to discuss with us, among other things, how he's coping with COVID-19 himself. What the government is doing, what are some of the plans, maybe some of the upcoming changes. How is it all affecting outdoor activities? You know, I mean, they've already announced the closure of boat launches and campgrounds, and they're saying, you know, for people not to go to the cottage, you know, what's left? I mean, how's fishing and hunting holding up? We'll see. When John comes on the program. Len Purdick, the organizer for the Fishing Canada Carp Cup, who recently made that announcement to a lot of disappointed folks that this year's Fishing Canada Carp Cup was going to be delayed, called off, postponed, moved, whatever term you want to use, until next year due to the pandemic. He's going to be on. But more importantly, he's going to talk to us not just about that, but he's also working as a project manager for a company that is one of the frontline responders in this whole mess. So he's got some interesting suggestions and viewpoints on how the pandemic is going. Then this next guest, I tell you, I've been wanting him on the program for years, but we've never had the occasion to connect and make it happen. Well, it's happened. Stephen Brunt, award-winning journalist and columnist with Sportsnet and, of course, co-host on Primetime Sports here on The Fan. He was Bob McCowan's sidekick for a number of years. But more importantly, he is an avid angler.
Very
and
cool.
He's got some interesting stories to share with us. James, the real Neil, real deal Neil, is going to be joining us. NHL hockey player from the Edmonton Oilers, who coincidentally lives in this area Well, not anymore. He used to. He was born and raised here. But he has a cottage on Lake Simcoe and is just aching to get back. He's going to talk to us from Nashville this morning, where he is hunkered down, staying isolated and trying to stay in shape. Some fascinating stories from this guy. You will absolutely not want to miss that. How's that for a lineup, buddy?
Very packed.
Packed, jammed is what it is. Packed, jammed. Anyways, so what do we got next? Oh, let's talk about... Oh, let's do that.
I think that's what you wanted.
I think so, but my notes don't reflect that. But anyways, before we go to all of that, let's have a look at this week's Fishing Canada episode, airing on Global Television Network, coast to coast to coast, and more coast. Two more you can add to that. This episode, one very near and dear to my heart because I'm on it. Look at that.
You are.
Look at that. along with grandson Nick that I was alluding to earlier on, we are in beautiful Nova Scotia in search of sea-run striped bass.
Ooh.
Ocean-run stripers. It's a unique episode, fascinating. If you've not been to the Bay of Fundy area of this wonderful country, this episode will give you a little sneak peek at what you have been missing, a window into the beautiful east coast of Canada, but more importantly, some incredible fishing. You don't want to miss it. It's on Global Television Network as we speak. Of course, if you're listening to this program, you may not be in a position to be watching. I don't know. I'm not. I used to. I'm not watching now.
We have the chat up right now.
Oh, why do we talk about that next?
So if you go to www.fishingcanada.com, click on episode schedule, the next broadcast date's right there, or check it out on Global BC channel at 1 o'clock.
While you're on fishingcanada.com doing all that, don't forget, enter the contest. You can't win it if you're not in it.
Yes. The chat. So if
chat. So what's going on with the chat?
So if you go to, of course, fishingcanada.com, click on chat.
Where is the chat button, by the way? I was looking for it.
It's
at the very top of the thing, right?
It's the menu
top
bar.
Of the page, the menu bar. It's a red bar that's up there.
Yeah, it says chat.
And at the very end of it, you got all the other options. At the very end, the last one is chat.
Yes.
You press that.
Yes.
And you go here.
Yes. Enter in your name, and Bob's your uncle, and you can chat to us live on air.
Yeah, and we got some great interaction last week. I'd like some more of it this week. We're going to have some very interesting subject matter for you to chew on, so we definitely need you to weigh in, especially when the Minister of Natural Resources is on. I think it's important that he hears what you folks think out there. You're going to be very surprised at some of my feelings on this whole epidemic thing and fishing in general. But anyways, we won't get into that right now. So make sure you chat with us. And what I'd really like you to do, too, is put your name.
It's a different chat, so they have to put their name.
Oh, they have to on this one? Oh, it's yes. Different, because last week's we were limited. Like, it was a cluster, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now we have a new one. And anyways, put your name up. Let us see who you are. And ask away, and we will endeavor to answer as many of those as we can.
And if you don't want to enter the chat and you say you're driving somewhere, use Siri and text us at 590-590. Make sure you say your name and where you're from, and we can also get those texts as read on air.
So just to kind of stimulate the whole thing, get your mind working right now, get on there, let us know what you're doing during this pandemic and this self-isolation. What's keeping you going? What's that one thing that's driving you? Let us know. All right, time to play it safe. That's right. Time to play it safe on Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590. Bradley Schlorf, retired Staff Sergeant with the OPP, in-house safety expert. Now we're going to talk to Brad about what's going on in terms of folks visiting or not visiting their country home, summer home, cottages, whatever you want to call it, over the long weekend, the Easter long weekend. Good morning, Bradley.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. It's a beautiful day out there, man.
Yeah, I heard about your get-together there in the kitchen. That was special.
Very cool. We even invented something that was very unique. But I can't tell you because I haven't put a patent on it yet.
Trademark, TM.
Yeah. So we'll mention it in the weeks to come.
Is it going to be a big dollar adventure?
Oh, big, huge. I might need an investment or two from you, by the way.
Okay.
All right. I like that. Investors that don't resist me. I just go, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm not giving you anything. I just said okay.
Oh, okay. How are you coping, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm looking out right now. There's a bunch of squirrels in the front yard. We had probably 2 inches of snow yesterday.
Ouch.
Gone. Life okay. is okay. Didn't shovel it, by the way. I just let it melt.
Thank God for that. You didn't want to get that last one in for the year, that's for sure.
No chance.
All right, so Bradley, what is going on now? I'm going to throw this at you, and then we're going to take a quick break, and you're going to come back with the answer. You know, we're supposed to stay hunkered down. No going to the cottage to open that up on this long Easter long weekend. Boat ramps are closed. How do you, or even do you, does the OPP try and enforce this? That is the question, my friend. You are going to contemplate the answer, and we're going to share it with all the folks out there. Don't forget to get on our chat line. You can go to fishingcanada.com. The chat option is on the top ribbon of the site. You'll see a whole bunch of things you can do. One of them is chat at the very end of the ribbon. Push that, and you'll be on an open chat board that you can communicate with us live here on the Fan 590. All right, Brad, sit tight. More journal after this when we come back. Don't you dare go away.
From the streets of Toronto to the backwoods of Bancroft, here's your Moose Country Minute with Mark Bonikoski.
Well, our daughter Erin, along with her husband Drew, showed up the other day with our groceries and brought our two young granddaughters along so they could look at us from the car as if we were animals in a zoo. That's the new normal now, especially after Premier Doug Ford unveiled some pretty scary projections about life and death in this new coronavirus world where there's yet to be a vaccine. If you get the virus, you either ride it out or you don't. Seems pretty simple to me. This is why our daughter has insisted we not venture out of lockout whatsoever. Email us your grocery list, she said, and we'll get whatever you need. My wife had only one item on the list, of course. Wine. If I knew this was coming, I wouldn't have stopped drinking 14 years ago. I would have gone through this self-isolation business as pissed as a newt, with the added bonus of not remember anything about it when it was all said and done. That's the beauty of blackouts. All those TV programs you watch while legless are brand new again in sobriety. But there's no sense going back to the bad old days now when I don't have the energy to do it upright. It was good to see our granddaughters, though, even if they were strapped in the car and talking to us through a partially open window, but no hugs for Papa, which is a crying shame. They're saying this pandemic could go around for up to 2 years, which is the new challenge I've given myself once all my prostate treatments are over. Right now it's 9 months down and 9 to go. Everyone needs a goal, and this is mine. Those two little girls need a granddad's hug. For Outdoor Journal Radio, I'm Mark Bonikoski.
Welcome back, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 59, The Fan, Angelo Bile. He is Stephen Labadie, and we have Derek Brandeo on the board at Command Central today. On the line with us, our in-house safety expert, he is retired Staff Sergeant with the Ontario Provincial Police, Bradley Schlorf. And when last we talked, we'd asked Brad about the weekend ahead, the long weekend ahead. It's going to be a strange one for you guys, isn't it?
Well, it's going to be a strange one for me because I heard you talk about the online chat feature there on the website, so I was trying to find that. Thought maybe I was supposed to just type my answers. I couldn't find it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, good. Lord help us all. Anyways, so normally this would be a relatively brisk weekend, I would think, for the OPP. Folks going back and forth to cottages and visiting family and friends on the long weekend. That is not going to be the case.
So when I gear up the high-end research department here, right away the OPP is, and not just the OPP, I saw almost word-for-word same press release from E-Division RCMP, so that's Mountie World for British Columbia, saying stay home. Like, you know, remember about social distancing, don't make unnecessary travel. So this is normally a very, very busy weekend, sometimes spread over 4 days. Appears people are doing what's suggested, and they're doing things like FaceTime Easter feasts.
FaceTime Easter feasts. I might be joining that club now that you mentioned it. Now that I'm in that fraternity.
Then I saw another really important article yesterday, and it said that the Easter Bunny's been declared an essential service. So some places are still having sort of Easter events, and kids will still maybe get their chocolate if mom and dad could get out to help the Easter Bunny with his supplies.
Now, the bottom line is that roads are going to be relatively barren. I think that's safe to say. They have been certainly for the last couple of weeks. This weekend will be no different.
There's some good and bad news stories out of this. Now, across the board, the police are saying that the crashes are down quite a bit because of volume of traffic. But get this, 107 impaired drivers arrested by the OPP in a week.
Wow. That's shocking.
That's a big number.
How does that compare to normal, do you know?
Oh, I don't know how it compares to normal because I don't have the crack research statistical department, but I'm pretty sure anecdotally that's a lot higher than it has been since probably the 80s.
Holy smokes. Wow. I was going to say, you know, with the empty roads and whatnot, it could be a little tempting for some folks who tend to speed on our highways and byways to kind of have at it and take advantage. With nobody around, you might want to just stretch the old legs out a little bit and let her go.
So you've been checking on the internet, too, there, because that was bullet number two, is that the numbers of stunt driving charges have gone up quite a bit.
Wow, everybody. Wow, and you can't, not that I should say you can't blame them. I mean, people are going stir-crazy, man.
Well, and stir-crazy, there's a lot of kind of back to the idiots in the outdoors stories here. The 35-year-old guy in a child's ATV in Iroquois Falls gets pinched for impaired driving a couple days ago.
So that's
the little tiny ATV, and he's drunk and decides to go out for a tool around town. Iroquois Falls is not a very big community.
Well, that's craziness, man.
Or in Paris, Ontario, they have a battle royale between a 77-year-old man and the kid that's trying to help suggestions at a grocery store. 77-year-old man who's probably old enough to know better winds up getting charged with assault and uttering threats. Kid's just doing his job, saying, you know, 6 feet apart or whatever.
Wow. Yeah, I've heard a couple of horror stories already about that type of thing. Hey, listen, that's the new norm, and we have to get used to it. It is what it is.
Pandemic doesn't make some people much smarter.
Very good point. And we should not expect that to happen, right?
Not likely.
So what are you doing now that the bunny's not coming to visit you this weekend?
Well, I thought that maybe I should go out and sit in the bush and watch for turkeys tomorrow, but now apparently it's going to rain, so that'll put that off. And we were hoping for a social distancing grandchild visit, like at the end of the driveway, they sit in the car and we wave and stuff like that. I do kind of one of those drive-by Easter celebrations, but who knows what today will bring. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Now you said something about turkey hunting and rain. And now, is that because you don't like sitting out in the rain, or is it because turkeys won't come out in the rain?
Okay, so I'm not, turkey season doesn't start for a couple of weeks. I was going to go to the bush and just look and listen, but I'm not that crazy about getting up and going at 5 o'clock in the morning and sitting in the pouring rain just to look and listen. So I'll probably get over that idea.
All right. Just checking, just making sure it wasn't you.
No, it's
That's
just
all.
Me.
It is. All right, my friend, listen, you have yourself a merry, happy, whatever, Easter, whatever you're going to do, hunkered in at the Schlorf household. Be safe. Keep an eye on things for us, and we'll talk to you next week.
I hope the bunny shows up here, too.
With a mask on, of course.
Of course.
Staff Sergeant with the OPP, retired Staff Sergeant with the OPP, Bradley Schlorf, reporting to us every week. He is the in-house safety expert, keeping us safe.